take traditionally flipped roles in the relationship. Buffy and Angel or Spike often do likewise. Meanwhile, Firefly taught that a warrior woman can be a loving wife, that a sexual woman can have power and respect, that a competent mechanic up to her elbows in grease can long for a ruffled ball gown and be attractive to men for what she can do, as well as how she looks. Buffy taught us women can be the heroes, and also the protagonists of long-running series. Through all his stories, Whedon teaches about the dangers of power and corruption. Look at the Watchers' Council, filled with pompous twits who face vampires under controlled conditions. As Giles reminds them that their bureaucracy is not the one on the front lines, Buffy is. The story poignantly echoes with centuries of haughty generals ordering soldiers to die. The immoral scientists who clone Ripley in Alien Resurrection and run the sacrifice game of Cabin in the Woods likewise believe they have complete control, only to reveal themselves as hopelessly deluded. A similar trope appears in Your Eyes and Afterlife, while Buffy Season 8 and Much Ado About Nothing show the heroes battling the corrupt patriarchy. Fiction writers gush about learning craft from Whedon, like snappy dialogue realistic in its petty bickering, slang, and pop culture references, so that the sounds mimic the voices of the geeky audience. He's a master of genre, from the horror comedy to the sci-fi western to the superhero musical. Symbolism abounds, from names like Sky and River to the beautifully crafted dream sequences of Graduation Day, Restless, Orpheus, The Attic, and the comics. His characters are famed for their multifaceted motivation, as even the callous Master cherishes Darla as his daughter, and Spike is torn between who he was for a century and who he wants to be for Buffy. Most of all, Whedon's characters change, as Cordelia and Wesley on Angel far surpass their original Buffy roles. By Season 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Grant, Sky, and Fitz are revealed as complete reversals from their Season 1 portrayals. Humor sparkles as a beloved Whedon staple. There's pure parody, as in Dr. Horrible, or Whedon's YouTube skits for Equality Now. Verbal humor in Buffy's puns and quips. Farce and anticlimax in Sugar Shock or Cabin. Slapstick as Spike catches on fire or Shakespeare's Beatrice tumbles down the stairs. Self-referential moments and shattering of the fourth wall are a particularly Whedon trope. Buffy rewrites her own script in the comics, horrible blogs to his audience, and Sugar Shock's Dandelion scribbles editor's notes. Commentary, the musical, shatters the ninth wall, according to Jed Whedon, as it criticizes itself as much as it does Dr. Horrible. A comic book seller in Stan Lee Meets the Amazing Spider-Man debates the nature of comics, while a fan asks Harmony to sign the very comic their story appears in. Characters as reflections of the fans include Xander and the trio, as well as Wash, Mr. Universe, Fitz, Topher, and the Sugar Shock Band. But even Spike and Angel debate astronauts versus cavemen and attend a sci-fi convention in the comics, while in Whedon's Tales of the Vampires, geek girl Stacy longs to battle orcs like in Lord of the Rings. Thus, Whedon nods to his long-term fans and adds jokes just for them. On a deep level of philosophical thought, Whedon tackles the hybrid, or outcast. Frey, the slayer born with half her abilities. Ripley, resurrected as a human-monster hybrid, and her cyborg friend Cal. River, reconstructed by the government until she resembles the enemy Reavers. Illyria, the god without a world. Monk in suspension, and Pain in speed. Even Darlene, desperate to fit in on Roseanne. In other adventures, Whedon explores the nature of artificial life through Ultron, the Skrull Zaven in Runaways, and the X-Men's Danger Room. As characters face the monster within, shadow episodes appear throughout Buffy and Angel, as well as in X-Men Torn, in which the characters all become their worst fear. Whedon's Hulk is terrified of the unnamed Other Guy, who makes him a force of mindless rage. Identity and memory are another area for Whedon's big stories. His Afterlife script tells of scientists whose minds are superimposed onto criminals' brains, anticipating the life-altering questions explored in Dollhouse decades later. On Buffy and Angel, this is framed as a question of the soul, not just for Angel and Spike, but also for Illyria, Dawn, and Connor, who become more than the sum of memories. Coulson spends the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. seeking his lost time because he considers it an essential part of his identity. The atheist tackles religion in interesting ways, pointing out with poignant frankness